Hello, Zimbabwe, and welcome to Live Talk. We're coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington, and I'm your host, Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye. And today on Live Talk, we're looking at what happened in the High Court today, where expelled opposition lawmakers were fighting the expulsion by one Sebenzo Chabangu, who is claiming to be the interim Secretary General of the Citizens Coalition for Change. But first, let's take a look at what is happening in the Middle East. In the days following the massacre of hundreds of Israelis by Iranian-backed Hamas, the U.S. military has blamed other Iranian-backed proxy groups for about 30 near-daily attacks against the forces in Iraq and Syria. Last week, the U.S. retaliated with precision strikes against facilities in Syria tied to Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guards Corps and affiliated groups, but the attacks against American personnel, while largely unsuccessful, has not stopped. VOA Pentagon correspondent Carla Bob has more.
If this doesn't stop, then we will respond.
Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin warning Iranian-backed militant groups on Tuesday while fielding concerns from lawmakers that last week's U.S. military response to the attacks in Iraq and Syria wasn't strong enough.
If we do not have a credible, not just a deterrence, a credible deterrence with the Iranians, these attacks are going to escalate. They're going to come faster. They're going to spread beyond Syria and Iraq, and they will involve weaponry of increasing sophistication and lethality. And that is my biggest fear.
Hundreds more troops have deployed to the region, along with multiple Patriot batteries and a terminal high-altitude area defense system to knock threats out of the sky. The USS Eisenhower carrier strike group is heading to the Gulf, while the USS Ford carrier strike group prowls the eastern Mediterranean. Thousands of Marines aboard the USS Bataan amphibious assault ship patrol near Israel. The top U.S. Marine, General Eric Smith, tells VOA those forces are there to protect and deter, not to go into Gaza.
There's no intent that I am aware of to have any U.S. personnel on the ground in Gaza. That is not anything, as a member of the Joint Chiefs, that I am prepared to talk about or that I have even discussed. We are there to ensure in that region, to ensure that American citizens are safe and that this crisis does not expand or escalate.
For those who seek to broaden the conflict and target American troops, Smith gave this warning.
If you target us, someone else is going to raise your children. And that's not a joke. That's not bravado. That's just how Marines think.
Carla Babb, VOA News, the Pentagon.
And in addition to the war with Hamas, the Israeli public is focused on the fate of the 240 hostages who were taken by Hamas to Gaza. The families of the hostages have launched a campaign to keep the issue at the forefront of people's attention with art installations all over the world, including one at Jerusalem City Hall. Linda Gredstein reports from VOA, for VOA from Jerusalem.
The rows and rows of freshly made beds are empty, a reminder that there are still some 240 Israeli hostages being held by Hamas in Gaza. This art installation at Jerusalem City Hall is one of several about the hostages around the world. They include empty strollers, empty chairs at tables, and empty shoes. For almost a month, the families of the hostages have been living a nightmare. Rachel Goldberg's son Hirsch, a dual U.S.-Israeli citizen, was kidnapped from the music festival October 7th near Gaza. She visited the installation of empty beds in Jerusalem and says she was drawn to one bed.
It was a bed that was a child's bed. It wasn't, you know, Hirsch just turned 23. It wasn't a bed that he would be able to sleep in, but there was something about that bed that I stopped by and other people ended up coming to me and saying, do you have someone who was kidnapped? And I said, I do, my son. And they said, is he a little boy? Because they saw me standing next to the bed. And I said, he's not, but he'll always be my little boy.
Goldberg recently spoke at the UN as part of the hostage family's effort to get the world to pressure Hamas. There is also a worldwide poster campaign that has sparked tensions in New York and elsewhere after some posters were torn down. Activists are working with the families to publicize the plight of the hostages, including 30 children. They produced a video using AI about 8-year-old Naveh, one of the 8 members of Gilad Korngold's family believed to be held hostage by Hamas.
I keep telling myself it's just a story, but it's such a bad one. Who would write this kind of story? I want to go home.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he is committed to the hostages' freedom and that the Israeli ground incursion into Gaza may help.
Our common assessment of all of the, not only the cabinet members, but also all the security forces and the military, is that the ground action actually creates the possibility, not the certainty, but the possibility of getting our hostages out, because Hamas will not do it unless they're under pressure.
But many families fear the ground invasion may complicate matters.
I worry about the hostages. I worry about the soldiers going in. I worry about the Gazan civilians who are there. I'm very worried on most levels about the ground invasion.
Noam Calderon has 3 cousins, including 2 children, who were taken hostage by Hamas from kibbutz near Oz. She says the government must do more to bring them home.
We can't declare victory without bringing the hostages home.
The families say they believe Hamas is using the hostages as human shields, holding them in tunnels deep below ground. They worry that Israeli ground incursions will only make their rescue more difficult. Linda Gradstein for VOA News, Jerusalem.
The CCC party says it has amended its court papers by removing Speaker of Parliament and Senate President from the court proceedings. The party is challenging the authority of one Sebenzo Shabangu in recalling its members. High Court Judge Munavato Mutevezi said his judgment will be delivered before the nomination court sits. The nomination court is sitting on November 7 as proclaimed by President Emmerson Mnangagwa. The lawyer for the Speaker of the National Assembly and President of Senate, lawyer Shingirai Shoko, recounts what happened in court today.
And Speaker of Parliament is that the relief that was sought against the Speaker and the President of the Senate was withdrawn by the applicants, and they actually tendered an apology for scandalizing the good name of the Speaker and the President of the Senate. So as it stands, there is no relief that the applicants are seeking from the Speaker and the President of the Senate. In fact, the applicants have conceded that it was wrong for them to scandalize the good name of the Honorable President of the Senate and the Speaker of the Parliament. The judgment was reserved, and the court made an undertaking that the judgment would be out before the 7th of November, that is before nomination court.
That day was the lawyer for the Speaker of the National Assembly and President of the Senate, Mr. Shingirai Shoko, in Harare, briefing the media after the court hearing. Lawmaker and CCC Deputy Spokesman Gift Osalo Siziva had this to say.
First and foremost, we want to thank Zimbabweans, fellow countrymen, for the solidarity with the Citizens' Coalition for Change, the authentic alternative vehicle for change in this country. Yeah, we've just been to the High Court in relation to the illegal recall of our members of Parliament and members of Senate. And we are very happy as a first entry point that the judgment has been reserved, but it's supposed to happen before the 7th, which is the nomination court, because the judgment that is supposed to come from the High Court has a bearing on the proclamation of the violation, which we believe as a movement is an unconstitutional act, and therefore we expect the judgment to be handed down as per the decision of the High Court. Secondly, it has been made very clear during the court proceedings that the impositor, Chabangu, did not prove before the court that he is the Secretary General of the Citizens Coalition for Change, which is the point that we've been making and remains an evergreen subject in the political discourse in this country. Secondly, the fact that the applicant, the respondent in particular, Chabangu, did not also prove that because he's not a member of the Citizens Coalition for Change and a designated office bearer of the movement, and therefore had no mandate to recall our members of parliament and senators. This has been made and clarified by his request that the political party, CCC, should be brought into the argument, into the court decision, because the party couldn't, because it has not made any recall of its members of parliament. This is the point that has been making, and we want Zimbabweans and all interested parties to know that there is no vacancy arising out of section 129K of the Zimbabwean constitution, that our members of parliament have ceased to belong to the Citizens Coalition for Change, and that our senators no longer belong to the Citizens Coalition for Change. So that has been clarified by the court, and we obviously expect the court to adjudicate in the spirit and letter of the constitution and protect the will of the people. You know that all this is arising out of the constitution. It confirms the constitutional crisis that has visited our country. The attack on democracy, the attack on the authentic opposition, preserves to say that there is a constitutional crisis in this country, which is arising out of disputed election. And that's why we've made the point that all these issues ought to be resolved, and that Zimbabwe must go back to the road to democracy so that we're resolving some of the crises that we're facing. Thank you very much.
That there was a lawmaker and CCC spokesman Gift Osalos Siziva in Harare. In another development, in the country's second largest city, Bulawayo, President Emmerson Mnangagwa today officially opened the mine entry trade show held at the ZITF grounds, calling on that there is a need to process locally some of the rich mineral resources found in the country before exporting them.
I'm pleased to be officiating at this opening ceremony of the 26th edition of the Mining, Engineering and Transport Conference here in the city of Bulawayo, the Mine Enter. I commend the organizers of this event for the pivotal role that this platform continues to play in connecting industry professionals, stakeholders, and investors towards knowledge sharing, as well as exploring innovative solutions to further drive growth in our mining sector. The emphasis of this year's edition on the importance of transformative technologies, energy transition, and the critical minerals in the mining industry is a problem, especially because the mining sector has a central role in the acceleration of modernization and industrialization of our country.
That there was President Emmerson Mnangagwa speaking at the opening of Mine Entra in Bulawayo today. Please stay tuned as we take a brief break. We'll be right back.
Munguva yekushanduka kwezvinhu apo nyika inenge isingaratidze chiedza zvatinonzwa zvisingaenderane nezvatinoona. Tinotsvaga chokwadi. Patinoudzwa chidimbu chete chenyaya, tinoshaya chivimbo. Munguva dzekuoma kwezvinhu, muzviroto zvedu, remangwana ratinoshuwira, zvose zvinoda nepenyuro yakasununguka. Pano paVoice of America tinokupai chero nhau dzekuti vamwe vanoti hadzifanirwe kubuditswa sezvo dziine njodzi. Tinobatanidza pasi rose nekutaura chokwadi. PaVoice of America tinokupai zvizere pane zvinenge zvichiitika.
For those that have just joined us, please note that we are streaming live on all our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We're also live on YouTube at VOA Zimbabwe. And today we're discussing what transpired at the High Court in Harare, which heard the CCC application challenging the expulsion of its lawmakers by one Sebenzo Shabangu. To discuss this matter, we are joined by Advocate Kennedy Masia, a human rights lawyer. We also have Mr. Tawanda Jokora of the CCC, and we also have Mkovani Sitole, who is Mr. Sebenzo Shabangu's lawyer. Welcome to the program, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Hello, Mr. Sitole, can you hear us?
Yes, I can hear you. Thank you very much.
Yes, thank you. So I'll start off with you, Mr. Mkovani Sitole, who is Sebenzo Shabangu's lawyer, to just tell us what transpired in court today and what do you see coming out of this ruling today?
Well, in all fairness, and if those that attended court can be sincere, there is no longer any legal argument that is before the court. The applicant, that is the expelled MPs and the senators, withdrew their case. They came up with something that is unsessionable at the end of the day, which I think, in all fairness, that concludes that they have no case to start with, and they have no case going forward, and it cannot be underestimated that Chabangu is the interim secretary general of the CCC.
But Mr. Sitole, we are seeing that CCC are denying that he is the secretary general, and we'll give it the mic to CCC very soon. But why does your client allege that he is the, you know, secretary general of CCC?
Well, it doesn't necessarily mean that if there are certain individuals that are vocal, then it's the CCC position. One thing that is very unfortunate is that those that claim to be CCC are only claiming to be CCC because they've got close proximity with Nelson Chamisa. And that doesn't serve the cause at the end of the day. What must be understood, and clearly so, is that CCC was not before the court. So CCC has not made any statement regarding the issue of Chabangu. Of course, there are certain individuals that believe that they are more CCC than Chabangu, and hence they have got a certain position which must carry the day. That is unfortunate. CCC has not said anything. Certain individuals that are saying they are CCC are the ones that are saying they don't know Chabangu, and that is unfortunate.
Thank you. I'll move over to you, Mr. Tawanda Jokora. You're hearing what Mr. Sitole there is saying, who is the lawyer for Mr. Sebenzo Shabangu, who says he's your party's secretary general. What's your take?
Thank you, Mavela. Unfortunately, my brother, who is a lawyer, is not just speaking law. He's not speaking facts. You can see that he's talking politics. Maybe he needs to move away from his profession and join politics, because the facts that are before the court were very clear that Shabangu was supposed to prove beyond reasonable doubt that he is a bona fide member of CCC, and that he is also the acting secretary general of CCC, and that he failed dismally. He also failed to explain to the court and to everyone else how he was elected or nominated to become the acting secretary general of CCC. And because of that, we expect the court to respect the constitution of Zimbabwe and obviously rule favorably in favor of CCC, because there is nothing that he said in court, and he also failed even to turn up to court himself, because he's obviously embarrassed by what he's trying to do. So we expect a favorable judgment before the 7th, because we know, as you know, as everyone knows within CCC, that we do not have a position called Secretary General. And there is nothing in our court or in our constitution or in the constitution of Zimbabwe that stipulates that every political party must have a secretary general. We have decided to have a different way, our own way of setting up our political party, and in that way we do not have a secretary general.
Over to you, Mr. Sithole. You heard what Mr. Jokora is saying here, speaking on behalf of CCC. He says that your client, Sevenzo Shabangu, failed to turn up because he was embarrassed. What's the way forward now as we stand?
Well, with respect, I don't think the narrative that he's trying to perpetuate carries the day. One of the things that he must understand is that Mr. Chabangu was not the applicant. Mr. Chabangu had no duty to prove to whoever that he is the Secretary General of the CCC, as they want to allege. There is no reverse onus in that regard. And in any event, there is this assumption that he must have proved his case beyond reasonable doubt. That's not the standard of proof that is needed in civil trials. It was at three quarters of probability, and that was supposed to be done by the applicant. By the way, these guys have just shifted whatever that they had in court to something new. Initially, they were blaming the Speaker of Parliament and the President of Senate of acting in a certain manner. And all of a sudden, because they realized that their case is hopeless, they then shifted the whole argument to say Mr. Chabangu is not a member of CCC. In any event, who has appointed him to be the spokesperson of CCC? Every other person comes from the blue and says that he is what he is at CCC. Mr. Chabangu has been complaining about this thing. But CCC must be constitutional. It must be an institution where each and every person's duties are clearly demonstrated by documents. He is talking about CCC acting in this manner or in that other manner. He's not telling us where that constitution is and where any document is. We have been saying this, and my client has insisted on several occasions that we have to go to the Congress. None of these people want to go to the Congress. All what they say is that there is strategic ambiguity. And that doesn't have the help today. And the only person that is known, and he knows it very well, that Mr. Chabangu is the interim secretary general of CCC. Now that he is before the court and they pretend as if they don't know him, that cannot save the day. It cannot. They must face it. The only way out of this is to go through it.
And Mr. Jokora, murikunzwa zvekutaurwa navasitole. Vari kutaura kuti pati yenyu kana kuti bato renyu harina iro constitution kana bumbiro uyezve vari kutaura ivo kuti zvinhu hazvina kunyatsomira zvakanaka mubato renyu ndosaka nhasi vawanikwa ivo vachisandura mamiriro anga akaita yatingati kesi yavo. Munotii nezvavari kutaura?
Ndosaka ndataura kuti mukoma wangu havari kutaura salawyer, vari kutaura sapoliticians. Iko zvino izvi vaakumira vari kutilekitira kuti organization yedu inofanira kunge yakamira sei, inofanira kugadziriswa zvakadai. Hazvisiri izvo ravanofanira kuita. Ivo ndilawyer, ngavaite zvemutemo. Hapana mutemo muZimbabwe unotaura kuti bato rinofanira kunge rakavakwa sezvizvi sezvavava kuda kutaura. Isu tine muitiro wedu watakasarudza seCCC kuti bato redu richamira rakadai. Bato redu rakataura kuti pari zvino hatina secretary general ende uyewo nyaya vari kutaura yekuti hatina bumbiro remutemo manyepo. Bumbiro remutemo riripo, saka ngavaite zvekutaura zvemutemo vasataure zvepolitics. Tangoonawo nhasi zvaitika, ivo vanga vakamiririra Chabangu vatotadza kutaurira vanhu kana kutaurira dare kuti Chabangu akabva nekupi uye akaiswa nani pausecretary general ipapo. Vamwe vese vava kutaura ana honorable Siziva, ana honorable Mahere, vese vavo vakaiswa zvakaonekwa nevanhu vemuCCC nebato redu riripo, vanhu maleadership yedu iripo, inozikanwa nevanhu vese, inotogara ichitoonekwa kunzi nhasi yagara. Vanga varipo, vanga vari pamusangano, vowirirana zvavanenge vawirirana. Hatizoendi tinoudza vanhu vekuzanu PF kana maloya kana kuti anani kuti ndozvataita nhasi izvi. Saka nyaya iripo apa ndeyekuti pavari kutaura ivo kuti tazosiya dzimwe nyaya dzakaita sekuti sika nekuti taona kuti nyaya iripo ndeyemunhu uyu ari kufamba achinyepera vanhu akaenda akanonyepera dare akaenda akanonyepera kuti ndisecretary general weTPC ndopataona kuti ndopane mwongo wenyaya ipapo saka vanhu veduwo magweta edu abva angoroverera ipapo zvokutoti chero koti yacho yatoshaya kuti yoita sei ndosaka vatoti vakuda kumbonofunga nekuti vaona kuti umbowo hwanga huripo hweTPC hwanga hwakawandisa uyewo kwasabhangu kwanga kusina kana umbowo hunoratidza kuti munhu uyu akabva nekupi nekuti zvakamboitika kwaani kuti munhu anongonyuka otaura kuti ndindina maneja paVOA kana ndindina maneja paZBC hazvishande zvichidaro saka sero yeokoti yatozoona kuti uku kutungana kwembuduku mahumbwe ari kuitwa nasabhangu achishanda nezanupf tiri kuzviziva kuti zanupf iri kuda 2/3 majority hakuna zvimwe kwazviri kuitirwa zanupf iri kutsvaga 2/3 majority kuti ikwanise kuchinja mutemo vamunangagwa vaite 3rd term ndo zvavari kuitira zvose izvi asi tavaona vanyangira yaona
Thank you there, Mr. Tawanda Jokora. Let me turn now to Advocate Kennedy Masie, just your take to give us in layman's language what we're seeing happening before the courts at the moment.
Yes, I think what's before the court is basically what I think both parties here alluded to. Mr. Chabangu, a couple of TPC MPs took Mr. Chabangu to court and they sought a relief from Mr. Chabangu himself, Mr. Mudenda, and also the president of the Senate. But today what we saw was the lawyers for the TPC basically withdrawing the relief that they sought from Mr. Mudenda. I think I wasn't in court, but I think it was a relief which sought to have Mr. Mudenda reinstate the TPC MP, of which that relief has been, I think, abandoned. But now the issue now is with Mr. Chabangu, that Mr. Chabangu has to prove that indeed he is a member of the TPC and he has the powers to do what he did, recalling TPC MPs, of which I think that is now under consideration by the court. I do, you know, have reservations from my colleague here and his submission in regards to, you know, the issues at stake here. I do agree with him that who alleges must prove. And I believe that the TPC lawyers today, when they sought to abandon the relief with, from Mr. Mudenda and the President of the Senate, they went towards Mr. or concentrated their argument towards Mr. Chabangu for him to prove that he is a member of the TPC, of which I believe the lawyers have done that. And it's now, if the lawyer or the lawyers, Chabangu's lawyers, did not argue that Mr. Chabangu indeed is a member of the TPC, then that is the end of the case. If the court is going to rule that Mr. Chabangu has no power to do what he did, then we would anticipate that the court will be giving a judgment for the MPs that took the case to court today.
Thank you so much there, gentlemen. I would like to thank you, Mr. Tawanda Jokora of TPC, also Mr. Sitole, who is Sevenzo's lawyer, and Mr. Masie, who we just had speaking. And that brings us to the end of our show. Signing off in Washington, I'm Marvelous Mhlana Nyahuye.